System. Mark's also a frequent guest on our Milberger's Gardening South Texas show. And Mark called me this morning, actually yesterday morning, and was talking about the upcoming Arbor Day celebration and everything that was involved, and plus Saz's involvement in it. So I wanted to kind of get him on the line and talk to him a little bit about what was going on during today's show. Mark, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Milton. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for your concern. All right, where do we start off, Mark? Do we start off like the history of Arbor Day?
Yeah, let's just talk a little bit about that. Actually, Arbor Day started on a national basis in Nebraska in 1872.
Why?
Yes, and would you believe it? They planted over a million trees that first year.
Did they really?
In 1872.
That's a
lot. Incredible amount. In Texas, it started in 1876. In beautiful Temple, Texas, Arthur Temple, who started several different forestry industries in Texas, started it there, and it's gone on at the state level and several communities.
Now the first ones that started, what was the purpose? Why did they figure we needed Arbor Day?
If you remember your history a little bit,
I'll try.
Approximately at the turn of the century, there was a great hue and cry regarding the waste and an overcutting, the waste of our natural resources.
All right.
They feared that we would actually run out of forests. And if we go back in history, we look at, at that period of time, the United States had the lowest area of forest it's ever had.
Really?
Yeah, and it's built up now. But great people like Elder Leopold, Gifford Pinchot, and President Teddy Roosevelt all led the charge on trying to get more forests planted and taken care of, managing the rivers and streams.
Now, just out of curiosity, are these people motivated by what we would call environmentalist reasons? Or are they motivated by commerce reasons? What's their motivation, or is it a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
At that time, at the turn of the at the beginning of the last century, we
isn't that weird to say?
Yeah, it is really weird to say.
Are you running?
They were more interested in trying to protect the thing of the environment and as well as use it. So that's when the term conservationist came about.
All right.
And that was, it was a good thing. Environmentalists,
yes,
conservationists were thought of as good people.
And I wasn't trying to imply otherwise, except that I
don't want to defend myself there.
No. Except, and this is wrong, I believe.
Yeah.
I do think there's a perception that business and commerce and environmentalists or conservation don't necessarily go together, and that's not true at all.
It's not true at all.
Yeah.
Gifford Pinchot is considered the father of forestry in the United States.
Okay.
And his famous saying is that we protect the environment for the greatest good, for the greatest number, for the longest period of time.
I like that.
And as part of that is an idea of utilizing the natural resources, but protecting them as well.
Okay. Okay, so you have the efforts in the late 19th century.
Yeah.
And apparently, I'm guessing this spread throughout the nation pretty quick. I mean, it only takes 4 years to get to Texas. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And in those days, Texas was on the vanguard.
Is that right?
Trying to protect the resources. And over time, the dates have kind of shifted a little bit. Back in from 1876 to about 1948, it was George Washington's birthday is when we celebrated Arbor Day in Texas.
Why was that? Yes.
Don't you remember your history? George Washington cutting down the cherry tree.
Okay, so it was sort of to coordinate with the story of the cherry.
Yeah. Besides, it's a great time of the year to plant trees.
Oh, true. Good point.
Yeah. Since 1948 to 1986, it was the third Friday in January.
Okay.
Now, Milton, you know the weather in San Antonio or across Texas.
Yes.
The third Friday in January tends to be a bit cool.
It can be.
And
yes.
Lots of times there's this stuff that falls from the air. I think it's called rain.
It does.
It tends to be a lot of rain. Well, since 1986, The state Arbor Day has changed to the last Friday in April.
Oh.
And that kind of coincides with what many regard as the National Arbor Day, which is the last Friday in April. There really isn't a National Arbor Day, but most people consider that to be the last
Friday of April.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the weird thing is from doing the show and from talking to people, the funny thing is when people ought to be thinking about planting trees, generally they have no interest in planting trees.
Exactly.
And so April is about, sounds like it's a nice compromise in the sense that trees are starting to bloom, people are thinking about it, and I guess it's still cool enough to have them sort of, makes it easier to survive.
Yeah, no? Actually not.
No, okay.
Yeah, and that is why.
You'd think I would have learned that by now, Mark.
You thought that. That is why we hold San Antonio Arbor Day in either the month of February or March. This year, we're holding it on March 3rd.
And obviously, I knew that. I was just doing the segue.
Oh, yes. Lovely segue.
Thank you. Actually, I forgot that's when we were talking about.
Basically, you fell off your segue.
I did fall off the segue. Aha, they're very funny. It took me a second. So March 3rd is when we celebrate in San Antonio.
We celebrate, and this is going to be the fourth annual official Arbor Day in San Antonio. This year, as it has been for the last two or three years, it's going to be hosted by the Alamo Forest Partnership.
Okay.
And that is a consortium of many, many groups, primarily governmental groups or departments, city departments. I am the event coordinator liaison, if you will, this year, basically because of my past history with the Texas Forest Service, even though I'm now with SAWS.
Makes sense to have you as part of it.
Yeah, I was considered kind of the person who could ensure everything.
Well, and last year, weren't you? Last year, when you weren't part of SAWS, this was your baby, wasn't it?
No, actually, Ms. Debbie Reed, the city arborist, was in charge of it, as well as the city public works department.
Okay, but this year you're in charge of it.
This year I'm kind of in charge of it.
Okay.
So they all kind of looked at me. They said, "We need an events coordinator for this," and everybody was quiet, and everybody looked at me, and I went, I guess I'm elected.
Congratulations. At least you were at the meeting where they elected you.
Yeah. So what we're going to do this year, we're going to have six red oaks, large red oaks, planted at Davis Scott YMCA over on the east side on the corner of Iowa and New Braunfels. And then in the park area, we will be giving away 250 trees to the first 250 people that show up. Now, we'll start at 9, and we'll go to 12. We'll have the ceremonial tree planted at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
So we want everybody to come out. Now, we'll also have lots of tables, lots of groups will be there disseminating information, lots of the environmental groups. GVST will be there. Master Gardeners will be there. Master Naturalists will be there. CPS Energy donates the trees every year.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we think it'll be a really good event. I was talking to the Councilwoman McNeil's staff, and I pointed out that there has never been an event like this on the east side.
Is that right?
I really think it's important. CBS Energy will be targeting District 2 as part of their Green Shade program, which is giving out trees to neighborhood groups. For the same type of thing, individual homes, and trying to target those trees on the south and west sides of the houses to try to reduce energy consumption.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we need to take a break, so hang on a second. Now, before we do take a break, for folks that can't continue listening, where's the best place to get information on this? Is it a phone call away? Is it a website away?
Yes, it is Alamo Forest Partnership.
Okay.
.org or just look to ACOG, Alamo Area Council of Governments. They are manning the website.
All right. Hey, Mark, can you hang on a sec?
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more of In the Loop in just a second. We're talking with Mark Peterson. He is coordinating this year's Arbor Day celebration in San Antonio on March 3rd. And for more information, the best place to go is, tell me again, it's Alamo Forest
Partnership.
.org. Or go to ACOG's website, which is AAO. WACOG. Yeah, and you can find information. We're going to take a break. Hey, listen, if you'd like to be part of In the Loop, you can call or email us at email me at milton@klup.com, M-I-L-T-O-N at klup.com, or call us. The number is 344-8481.